Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Ryan Walters is a public school teacher and fighter for rural schools. The attacks against Ryan, well, they're just crazy. He won't hurt rural schools. He's one of us. Ryan Walters grew up in McAllister, taught history for 8 years at McAllister High School, and was even a state teacher of the year finalist. Ryan supports Governor Stitt's teacher pay raise and help make Oklahoma teachers the highest paid in the region. During COVID, Ryan made sure our schools were open and our kids were safely in class where they belong. Ryan will reject any Biden administration effort that doesn't align with our values. I'm voting for Ryan Walters for state superintendent, and I hope you will too.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Parents and Students First, Oklahoma, P.O. Box 12612, Oklahoma City, 73157, 804-591-0050, which is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In today's futures market, we're slightly higher without a whole lot of action on live cattle. The October live's up 42 at 149.77. Throughout today, the bid just kind of inched up. Looks like there was some trade at 151 in Nebraska. A little bit of 152, 148 in Kansas, which was a little bit higher than the 147 bid earlier today. So looks like the cash is pretty much established in Texas and Oklahoma at 48 and then 50 to 51 up in the north in Nebraska. And that leaves the October again at 149.77 up 42. December live is up 32 at 151.67. The February is up 60 at 154.85. And then October feeder cattle up 35 at 175.57. We're at a pretty good premium to the index. It was 172.03 yesterday, down 24 cents. So what, $3.50 away from the index at this point. Got about 10 days left. So those will converge. November's down 52 at 177.55. January 82 lower. The March down 87. So as we got a little yesterday, the front end sold off and the back end rallied. Today was kind of a reversal of that pattern. Tomorrow on feed report, looks like 96 placed, 99 on feed, 104 marked.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.